Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella High Wrestling right now with head coach Joe Birch. And coach, as we talk to you, your team right on the cusp of the district wrestling meet, which is right around the corner here. But before we get there, just kind of wanted to look back a little bit for you and for this squad. You've had some success here late in the season. Most recently, your last dual meet against Oskaloosa, a meet that you lost by just 1 point. And I thought that was a good showing for your team, even though you came up just shy.
You know, we are wrestling really well here at the end of the season, which is exactly what we've been trying to shoot for the whole year. We had four open weights against Oskaloosa and gave up a lot of team points that way, but overall we wrestled really strong, won a couple really close matches, and Austin LaFollette, who's been wrestling 145 up a weight, has been getting some wins for us and won a real close match, and some of our other guys that got pins, David Wiley and Kyle Langstrat and Zion Stow, some of those guys that have been getting better all year, starting to come on really strong here at the end. Same with like Zach Beloma and Houston Knockaborn, just wrestling really tough right now at the end of the year.
Coach Birch, you talked about several guys getting pins. That was something I noticed too, that we've seen more of those as the season has progressed. What have made some of these guys better and more able to finish these opponents?
Well, I think it's just our practice. We've put in the time and we're starting to turn the corner a little bit. Like before, we'd lose maybe a real close match or we'd wrestle a really tough match and get out of position and end up getting pinned or something like that. Some of these younger guys are starting to figure it out and just putting in the time and effort is helping them stay in those close matches and win some of those matches, and instead of, you know, getting out of position and giving up, you know, a 5-point move or something, we're, you know, keeping the score close or building our leads to where we can beat those average to good opponents.
Coach Birch, you also mentioned just kind of here as the latter part of the season has gone along, just finding more success. I wanted to ask you just about the leadership from some of your veterans, what you've seen from them both in practice and on meet night that has really impressed you as a head coach.
Well, our three seniors are really stepping it up right now. Austin LaFollette, like I mentioned earlier, is stepped into a varsity role and doing really well. And TJ Melhus has been always the voice in the room, even though he had a concussion and was out for a few weeks. He's always been there for the guys. And Zach Beloma, I'm really impressed with. He's the only one that's been on the team for 4 years, and he's just been getting better and better, and he's winning a lot of really close matches. And I think out of the last 3 weeks, he's won at least three overtime matches and at least three 1 or 2 point matches, and all that hard work that he's been putting in each summer is really starting to pay off in his senior year.
Again, right now we're talking with Joe Birch, head wrestling coach for Pella High School. Coach, as we opened up the interview, we talked about the district meet right around the corner. It's actually coming up this Saturday in Knoxville. You'll see some teams that you're used to. There's several little Hawkeye Conference teams at that meet, but there's also some others that you haven't seen, and it's incredibly tough. So going in, you've got definitely an uphill challenge for this squad.
Well, districts is definitely a tough one this year with Southeast Polk in there and some of the other highly ranked schools in the state, but also Norwalk and Newton and Knoxville are all very tough teams, and we've seen them throughout the year. So I guess going into districts, we're really looking to improve from earlier in the year where we might have wrestled a kid from Norwalk and had a tough match, maybe go out and win one of those or a couple of those matches where maybe we didn't do as well early in the year and hopefully finish off the season higher than we did before.
Well, and I think you're onto something there too, Coach. I think we'll see something that you see in a lot of sports, which is the fact that if you face the same opponent multiple times, it gets harder for them to beat you or you to beat them each time. And I think with you getting a second or even third crack at some of these people, you have some opportunities to, like you said, get some upsets in there.
And we are definitely looking for that. And some of those kids, you know, we've had a really tough match a few weeks in a row or we've wrestled them, you know, three or four times in some of these guys' careers, and we just want to finish on top, you know, at the end of the season, and these guys that have been putting in their time in the weight room and during practice and not missing any days at practice, things like that. We want it to pay off for them at the end of the year, and at districts, that's a great time to do it.
I know I'm sure you've got some guys that are very hungry to try to earn themselves a trip to the state meet, but I know that also, too, you're talking about measuring success in other terms. I mean, not just letting a trip to state be the only way that this team could be successful. How do you talk with the team about that, and what other goals are you setting for them?
Well, making it to state and placing at state is obviously a goal that, you know, every wrestler eventually wants to achieve, and just making it to Wells Fargo and competing there, that would be a great thing. But some of our younger kids, they've got other goals also, just finishing the year with a winning season. We've got a couple guys that, you know, have about 500 records, and their goal is to finish with a winning season. Some of our guys, you know, have just started wrestling. Their goal might just be, you know, to win a couple matches at districts, or win a match at districts, or you know, maybe just wrestle their best and walk out of Knoxville on Saturday feeling like they gave it everything they had and feel good about that. Win or lose, when we leave Knoxville, I really hope that our coaching staff and our wrestlers leave there knowing that they put forth the best effort that they possibly could, and if we get beat by better wrestlers, you know, if they gave their best and they did everything in their power to, you know, to win those matches, even if they don't, you know, we'll be happy with that, moving on into the postseason and into the summer training.
Well, Coach Birch, a final question for you. I know the season not done yet, but as you look back at things as this year has gone on so far, what have you enjoyed the most about a head coach with working with this group of guys so far?
This year's been a lot of fun, just the camaraderie that our guys have and after practice, just hanging out and you know, enjoying each other's company, and it's been a lot of fun compared to last year with as far as success also. I mean, our guys have, you know, performed at a little bit higher level as a team than we did last year. We got 3 dual wins, and a lot of closer duels. We were in a lot more closer matches. We had a lot of tournament finalists and tournament champions, which we didn't have last year, so that definitely made it fun. But just overall, the guys on the team this year are just fun to be around.
Well, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. It's great to talk to you. I want to wish you and the guys the best of luck here on Saturday, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Once again, Pella High Head Wrestling Coach Joe Birch. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page coming up next right here on KNIA KRLS.